It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. UN weapons inspectors visited a military hospital in Damascus today. There, they saw the effects of what the Syrian government says were chemical weapons attacks by rebel fighters. The inspectors have already collected samples from a rebel-held suburb that was allegedly struck with chemical weapons more than a week ago, early on August 21st.
Today, the Obama administration argued the case that the Syrian government was behind that attack and that something needs to be done. President Obama said the world has an obligation to maintain the norm against the use of chemical weapons.
Earlier in the day, Secretary of State John Kerry laid out the administration's evidence against the Syrian regime.
We know where the rockets were launched from and at what time. We know where they landed and when.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Beirut, and he's been hearing from Damascus residents who say both the army and civilians are preparing for a possible U.S. strike and scrambling for safe haven.
After visiting the scene of an apparent chemical weapons attack in a Damascus suburb that has been condemned as a savage war crime, the UN team looked into government charges that its forces and civilians have also suffered from chemical weapons attacks. The inspectors are expected to brief the UN leadership over the weekend as Washington ponders the scope and timing of a possible missile strike, intended, officials say, to show Assad that chemical weapons cannot be used with impunity. Whatever the inspectors say about their findings, the Obama administration is already declaring that chemical weapons were used and used by the Assad government. Syrians reached in Damascus say the Syrian military appears convinced that a missile strike is imminent, judging by the way it's hustling gear and personnel out of military bases and into residential areas.
Assad's forces took control over the campus, you know, the university campus. It's like now a security branch.
An activist who identifies herself as Susan Ahmad says about a dozen schools, including Damascus University, have been taken over by the military.
They are now sleeping in schools and university campus because they know that it's illegal, according to the international law, to target schools and the universities.
She also says weapons have been seen being taken out of military bases, but activists don't know where they're being redeployed to. Videos posted to the internet appear to show that some of the military's weapons are still being put to use in an assault on the suburb of Ghouta, where the devastating apparent chemical weapons attack occurred Wednesday. Even as the UN inspectors completed their work, videos showed shells and mortars hitting residential areas in rebel-held neighborhoods. An opposition activist from Ghouta who goes by the name Mohammed Salah al-Din says it was only calm while the inspectors were there. Last night, after the UN inspectors left Ghouta, the shelling started up again. It was insane, he said. They mainly hit the Zamalka and Arbaeen neighborhoods. It went on all night and well into the morning. Despite the urgent need to stockpile food, medicine, and other basics in case of a U.S. missile strike, Syrians are paying attention to the debate unfolding in the West, particularly Britain's parliamentary vote against joining in any military action, at least for the moment. Activist Susan Ahmad says her friends are deeply frustrated to think that long-awaited international action against the Assad regime may now be delayed or reconsidered. But in the pro-government Mazé neighborhood, she says the vote in London sparked a street party.
After the British Parliament decided not to participate in the strike, pro-Assad people took to the street. They celebrated that and they chanted that all the world is afraid of Assad and all the world is not going to do anything because Assad is very strong.
There are also signs, meanwhile, that Islamist units among the opposition rebel fighters are also taking cover in case they might be targeted in a U.S. attack. A witness who regularly visits the Islamic State of Iraq unit in Aleppo says their headquarters is now all but deserted. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.